In years, there were surpluses enough to provide for a few little luxuries. In my grandfather's time, though, our fields had been just one more parcel among scores owned by one great landholder. The people who lived there were part of the furniture, like the trees and water and game, legally bound to the land. They had any number of obligations to the Lord that had to be fulfilled before they could work the land. And of the product of the land, they had to hand over fixed amounts to the landholder. First, if it was a bad year, the Lord could take everything. But they had not had to walk in the lady's dark shadow. So they must have been blissfully happy little farm animals. I told her that the sons of the landholders were all backbones of the rebel cause now, determined to liberate their enslaved homelands. I told her I had no illusions about the lady having any love or concern for the common people. She obliterated existing ruling classes, simply to be rid of potential challenges to her own power. She had plenty of disgusting minions whose assigned domains were terrible places to be. Finally, I argued that the empire was in no danger of falling apart, despite the fact that she had disarmed the lady during the showdown in the Barrowland. The lady had been obsessed with expanding her borders and the reach of her power. She had created an efficient machine to handle the domestic work of the empire. That machine had not been broken. We had been in the air 4 days. Evening was coming on, and ahead, brown gave way to the hazy blue of the Sea of Torments. We had come a long way in a short time. When I thought about all the shit me and Raven went through to get down there to that monastery dam, this was the only way to travel. I left off arguing with Darlin. I felt a little guilty. As that day had gone on, she had argued back less and less. I think I was throwing a lot of stuff at her that she probably hadn't ever thought about. On a smaller scale, I've always known people for whom a goal was everything, who never thought about the consequences of the goal achieved. Of course, I did what everybody else does. I underestimated the hell out of her. Next day, I didn't run into her till around noon. I guess I was avoiding her. But when I did see her, she had bounced back. About the same time, I noticed the dark loom of land on the northern horizon, and right afterward realized we were losing altitude. The wind whales were sliding into some kind of formation. A triangle above with us below. Mantas were taken to the air, gliding toward the coast. I asked her in sign, "Where are we? What is happening?" She replied, also in sign, "We are approaching Opal. We are going to find Raven's children. We are going to compel him to confront his past." That was a measure of how much the tree god valued and respected her. Though he had yanked his minions away from that monastery and had ordered them to scurry north because there was no time to lose, he would let her interrupt the journey for this, because it was important to her. I figured Raven didn't know what was coming.